Much like other private enthusiasms pursued in darkened rooms, an urge to gamble is one of those things that is deeply felt but hard to justify.
Commentator Peter Sagal.
I thought maybe I'd explain it to all of you who wonder why millions of us bet hard-earned money on outcomes over which we have absolutely no control. Consider the essential elements of any game of chance. First of all, it must be, at its heart, both simple and random. Ball lands in the slot with your number on it, you win. It doesn't, you lose. Second, that essential simplicity must then be costumed with apparent complexities. You can bet on a number or a series of numbers or a combination of numbers and colors. There are spreads to beat and points to take, not to mention doubling down, splitting aces and eights, and of course, the horn bet. Now, these arcane rules are the modern equivalent of goat entrails. Just as the priests of ancient pagan days were the only ones who knew how to read the bloody mess on the altar, we gamblers pride ourselves on our mastery of the equally complex and equally meaningless arcana of gaming. Because with this system we've got, in which we double our bets after every win but go back to our basic unit of betting after each loss, we cannot lose, unless we do, in which case we adjust. Now, like the priests of old, we are attempting to propitiate the gods. We perform the rituals. We utter the sacred words. Come on, baby needs a new pair of shoes. It is about posing a question to the gods. Am I blessed? And if the answer is no, it is about changing your approach to the altar so you may ask again. Now am I blessed? How about now? How about now? How about now?
Peter Sagal is the host of the NPR show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.